Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Okay, dating in the time of the coronavirus. Let's find out what's going on with our relationship expert, Bella Gandhi. Bella, so your Smart Dating Academy, are people like afraid? Thank goodness for FaceTime, I guess, huh?
Thank goodness for FaceTime. And I think this is a very, very, very legitimate and approved smart dating way to date during the time of Corona, where I'm running into people that I know and love, and you go in for a hug and everybody's like, no, we're not hugging. So guess what? It's not a good time to try to hug someone on a date.
Right. So what do people do? What advice have you given? What are you hearing from people who use your service?
Look, you know, people are saying this thing's going to get worse before it gets better. So I would say keep dating. There's no reason to stop dating, but change up the way you date. And there's a lot of advantages to doing these FaceTime or Skype dates. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I kind of like it, at least for the first dates.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, do people in normal times, BV, before virus, has FaceTime been very popular with the people who are using the Smart Dating Academy, for example?
It's popular later when you're in a relationship and you know each other and maybe one of you is traveling and people are FaceTiming just to keep that connection going. But it's not very popular in the beginning because it seems a little intimidating and daunting. But what I'll tell you is if you think FaceTime is kind of scary for a first date, it's kind of better than walking into a bar to meet a random stranger for the first time, right?
Yeah, I would think so. What about preparation for FaceTime dating?
Right. So here's the rub, okay? Just because you're going to be at home, you don't want to show up to your FaceTime looking like you've been couch surfing all day and you've rolled out of bed. Dress yourself up as if you were going to be on a date before you get on the FaceTime.
And are you supposed to prepare a script? I mean, you know, after watching The Bachelor last night, it seems like it's so phony, you know? But
Yeah, that is phony,
yeah.
Right?
So you don't want to come off like you're not natural.
Yeah, you can just ask the person, like, so tell me something good that happened in your day today. Right? And if they can't think of anything, red flag.
So I'm liking bowing now instead of shaking hands or hugging. I kind of like that better than the fist bump or the elbow. And bowing seems to be more romantic.
Yeah, I think
the shoe bump. Yeah, the shoe bump. I've seen that.
I think we'll have some accidental falls with shoe bumps. I'm not sure. Yeah. I think we may cause a whole nother epidemic.
Yeah. What about doing a video and just sending a video to somebody?
You could do that, but then it's sort of unilateral, right? You send a video, they're like, okay, it's kind of like the old video dating from the 90s, right? Hi, my name is Bella, and I like long walks on the beach and caipirinhas. You know? So I'm definitely a fan of the FaceTime, but definitely zhuzh yourself up, right? Well, ladies, dress yourself up. Guys, step it up, and don't spring a FaceTime on someone. Schedule it like you would a date. You don't want somebody FaceTiming you with no prep.
So you want to schedule it.
Schedule it, 100%. And also, have a place in your house that looks well-lit, is nicely decorated, because first impressions are everything. And so these FaceTime dates can be a little more personal because somebody can see your space at this point.
And it's a cheap date, I guess, right?
Right, yeah. Get your own takeout, pour your own wine or your tea. And the good news is you're not stuck with someone for 2 hours, right? Like you might be on a first date. You can cap it at 30 minutes.
Yeah. Now, I've noticed some restaurants I've been to seem just as busy as ever, but then I've heard about others, and I'm not just talking about Chinatown where people are needlessly freaked out, but others are starting to see business drop off. So I guess folks don't want to go out as much as they did before all this.
Yeah. I think people are really questioning a lot of their decisions, where they come into contact with other people, or, you know, I heard someone last night, we were out, and said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to Uber around as much anymore and get into shared cars. So I think people are really reevaluating how they live their lives.
Yeah, I mean, the old standby dinner in a movie, you have to think about that. And Dean Richards was talking to us the other day about movie theaters and how they clean them or don't clean them. And now do you have to start worrying about that?
Yeah, everything. It's a whole new, it's kind of a new time that we're living in. And hopefully, you know, it'll go back to the old times sooner than later.
So have you seen any dramatic change one way or the other in any area as far as the Smart Dating Academy that you run?
No, you know, I mean, we have a lot of clients that fly in from other states. Half of our clients come in from California, New York, Texas. So the question of, are people going to feel comfortable enough to get on the planes in the next couple of weeks is going to be the question for us. Or do we reschedule out-of-town clients?
Now, I thought you just were mainly dealing with people in Chicago.
No, we have a national client base.
Really?
So although we're headquartered in Chicago, half of our clients end up flying in to do our process.
Really?
Yeah.
So if somebody is in New York or Los Angeles, why would they have to come into Chicago for this? Can't they just do everything from their home?
There's something magical about it. What it does is it shows people's investment and commitment to their own dating lives. They're going to put aside 2 days of their life and get on a plane and come here to really reset potentially how they're viewing the most important decision in their life, which is picking their right partner.
How can people get in touch with you? And my dating has kind of slowed down since I've been married for the last 20 years, but others may be wanting to contact you. How do they do that?
Right. You can FaceTime me for a date. you can find me on Instagram at Smart Dating Academy, where we're doing a lot of live Q&As, or our website, smartdatingacademy.com.
Bella Gandhi, always fun talking to you.
Great being here.
Have a nice, safe, healthy day.
Thank you. I'm giving you a bow.
yes, bowing. I like this style.
Okay.